Oh, my lord. What's going on here? Someone's made a right mess of me cricket square. I only cut the grass yesterday. And look at my bloody stump. That'll cost 5 bob. Yet another thing for me to have to worry about. I know. I'll see what old Terry down Milverton says about all this blood on me soil. He'll know what to do.
Here, Ter. It's George from Wellington. I've got a dilemma here. I got blood all over me cricket square, right? It's ruined a perfectly good stump and all. And don't even get me started on the body.
Well, what I would recommend to you, George, is to ring up that detective bloke, Poirot. Because it seems like you've got a case on your hands here, mate. Mind you, salt will do wonders for the blood. It'll soak right up, you have my word.
George, is something the matter? You're spending an awfully long time on the phone. I do have a school to run.
Well, Headmaster, we do have a slight issue. There's a body on the cricket square. The blood has made a right mess all over the freshly cut grass. There's no way Blundells can come and play this afternoon with all that mess out there. It'll put a bit of a spin on the match this afternoon, if you know what I mean.
A few minutes later, we're in the headmaster's office.
Well, that's just not cricket. I'm just as stumped as you are. You better get that sorted before this afternoon's match.
I best call him then, shouldn't I?
Hello, Hercule Poirot speaking.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Poirot.
Hello, yes.
I've got a situation here over at Wellington School.
Yes, please, one.
My cricket square is completely ruined.
Of course, sir, but...
I don't know how it happened, but there's blood everywhere.
Yes, of course.
I don't really know how to say this, but... Basically, there's been a murder.
Yes, of course. I understand this is a very difficult time for you, Mr. Whatever. But listen, I'm a very busy detective.
Well, there's a body with a cricket stump in here. So if you're not too busy, would you mind coming and having a look?
This is a spoof of Poirot. The Last Innings, Episode 1. With Christopher Carruthers as the groundsman, Toby Dunk as Terry and the schoolmaster, Ed Newman as Poirot, Lucy Stonecliffe as Elizabeth, and Charlotte James as the science teacher.
Oh, thank God you're here. I do have to say that was bleeding fast, Mr. Poirot.
Well, I took the 7:55 train non-stop from Paddington to Wellington. Quite an easy journey, Mr... Sorry, what was your name?
Oh, sorry, I didn't introduce myself now, did I? How mighty rude of me. My name's George. Ed Groundsman.
When did you find the body, Mr. George?
Early this morning, when I was doing me rounds. I noticed the blood first, you see. I do keep me pictures in good condition, so it stuck out like a sore thumb, it did.
Yes, sir. Well, it must be a very difficult time for you, Mr. George. Are you okay? Do you need to sit down for a small moment?
Ah, no. Don't worry about me, Mr. Poirot. May I presume, then, that you've never been to Zinc on a Friday night?
Ah, no, monsieur. I've never had that pleasure. I will inspect the body now, if that's all right with you. Crikey, now that's a big cricket stump. Do you mind stepping back, Mr. George, for one moment, please? What do we have? Okay. Ah, what do we have here? Seems to be a dry cleaning ticket. Interesting, oh. And look at that, there seems to be a lover's note on the reverse side. That is very convenient. Mr. George, would you direct me to the dry cleaner? I have my first suspect, mon ami.
Ah, that's no problem. It's down that way, sir. Here, one quick question, though. Is that body staying there? Because I need to get some salt down to clear up all the mess, you know. Mr. Poirot? Poirot? Oh, where's he bloody got to?
Good morning, madam. I'm Inspector Poirot. What is your name, please?
Hello, Mr. Poirot. My name's Elizabeth. What on earth can I do for an inspector at this time on a Thursday morning?
Are you the owner of this establishment, madam?
Yes, I am, Inspector. Is my bleach too strong or something?
No, madam. Something very sad has happened, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of who has committed a crime.
Oh my! I do hope everything is all right.
Elizabeth, a man has been found dead at Wellington School, and this laundry ticket was found in his pocket with a note written lovingly on the back. It was signed E. Where were you last night, Elizabeth?
Matthew is... he's dead!
Elizabeth, I insist you sit down. Where were you last night? I must know.
Oh, Mr. Poirot, I was at home with my husband, Edmund. He's a schoolmaster at Wellington, Dark's house. I don't know why you're interested in me. Emily was all over him like a bloody rash. You should be questioning her, not me. Now leave me in peace. The man I love has been murdered.
Who is Emily?
Oh, she's a stupid biology teacher. She was desperately in love with him. More than she loves her own husband. Now leave me.
Until we meet again. Although often murder is committed by the dead person's spouse, it appears that our dear Elizabeth is not a key suspect. Instead, Edmund, her husband, must be considered number one. He has the motive to kill the cricket coach. The bowler was with his wife. But first, Emily. Excuse me, monsieur. I am looking for Emily.
Oh, are you that Poirot fellow looking into the murder?
Yes, that is me. May I ask who you are?
Of course. I should have introduced myself. I'm Edmund, housemaster of Darks. Quite obviously the best one.
Edmund? Elizabeth Edmund?
Yes. How do you know my wife? Why have you been near her?
It's just procedure, sir. I must investigate all suspects.
What do you mean, suspect? She wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yes, I have established that, but now could you tell me where to find Emily? She needs to be ruled out before I pursue my other leads. I will be coming back to you very soon.
See me? What have I done?
Emily, sir, please direct me.
She's as mad as a box of frogs. Down the corridor on the right. Enter at your own risk.
Thank you very much, sir. See you soon.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Excuse me, madame. Are you Emily?
Yes, are you the inspector? Why are you here questioning me?
Well, madame, it appears you are relevant to my investigation. Where were you last night?
Well, Mr. Poirot, I was out with the girlies at the cinema watching the new one. I'd say a 7.25 out of 10, but that is my personal opinion.
Very well, madame. Are you married or do you have a partner?
How is that relevant to the case?
Well, madame, there are rumours that you were seeing the cricket coach on the side and, you know, having an affair.
Look, I don't know who you are. Well, I do, but I don't need you to be nosing into my personal life. I was with the girls last night. You can ask them. That's all you need to know. Now, let me get back to this frog. He needs my attention right now.
Very well, madame. I'll leave you to continue your dissection. Good day. Well, both women have alibis, so I must move on to their husbands. They have motive. Jealousy. I will continue this investigation tomorrow. All this talking has tired me out. Perhaps a trip to the cinema for some relaxation.